Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the second panel or third panel of the afternoon. I hope we have solved the technical problems, so it was worth the wait. My name is Elke Bayer. I'm also going to speak at this conference tomorrow, and I'm part of this project. This panel is about school building between decolonization and development policy, and it takes us to very different settings and concerns about education than the first one of this morning. However, these settings and concerns required no less experimental and daring approaches. During and after the anti-colonial wars and independence movements of the 1950s and 1960s in Africa, Asia, and the Americas, the setting up and design of educational systems was an absolutely urgent task. Colonial education policies, in spite of variations, had left structurally unjust and outright harmful legacies in pedagogy and curricula, often denying meaningful professional formation and much needed skill and expertise. And the anti-colonial wars of liberation were, as Sonia Vaz-Borges and Philippa César will discuss later on, also large-scale educational endeavors. So this panel is about what methods, concepts, spaces for education were developed in times of upheaval for liberation and guerrilla warfare, and what kind of educational facilities, schools, and universities would be established after independence. Some of the really crucial questions for defining a post-colonial educational architecture were how to contest impositions from the colonial past in order to create new programs and spaces for education, which models to discard, which models to emulate or translate. It was a question of who to put in charge of designing and directing the transition in education, and how to negotiate not only the former colonialist presence or hierarchy, but also new development expertise that was brokered globally by representatives of competing superpowers, their respective camps, and also supranational development agencies. There will be two talks focusing on West Africa this afternoon. The first one is by Ola Uduku, who will be with us as a video through video transmission shortly on post-colonial school building in West Africa in the 1960s. And the second talk is a conversation between Sonia Vaz-Borges and Philippa César on militant education, pilot schools and jungle schools in Guinea and Guinea-Bissau around 1970. But within the overall project, there's more case studies addressing education planning and pedagogical experiments and educational facilities in the so-called Global South, for example, in Cuba, Brazil, India, or Iran. And also my contribution on campus exports by Soviet design organization touches on some related issues. I really look forward to see common themes emerge between these contributions. I think the idea is that you could keep your questions till after the second talk. First I hope that we'll have a smooth video connection. I'd like to introduce the speakers. Ola Uduku, maybe we can also already...